Welcome to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where nurses come to learn how to lose weight for good by ending the BS cycle. So if you are a busy, stressed out nurse, and no matter what you do to lose weight, nothing is working, then you are in the right place. Each week, I will show you how I lost 100 pounds, but more importantly, I will show you how you can be able to enjoy your job and your life. So let's get started. Welcome. So this week we're going to dive into how, you know, you want to lose this weight so bad, but at the end of the day, you're so physically and emotionally drained that all you do is grab those quick, fast, really comfort foods that are really sabotaging your weight loss. So I'm Karen Schaible and I'm a weight loss nurse for nurses. I can't talk here today. And I work on, it's not about the food, why you're struggling, why you know, the things are just not working with weight loss is because it's beyond the food. It's all these things that are really challenging you, the lack of motivation, the cravings, and the frustration and anger at work. So let's get right on it. And so this week, really, it's about how we can stop that really drained mentally, like emotionally drained feeling at the end of our day, so we don't end up sabotaging ourselves. So how I came about this episode is I have a lot of nurses and, you know, they come to me and they're really trying hard. I get them to write out 24-hour plans. So if you want to listen back in some of my past episodes, I talk more about this. But the 24-hour plans, the concept is to plan it in the morning, what you're going to eat for the day. So when at the end of the day, you're so drained that you know what to eat. There's no more making decisions. You don't have to decide because we do get decision fatigue by the end of the day. But what else really challenges us is why do we have this emotional fatigue at the end of the day? And one of the things that came up for some of my clients is they feel so much anger through the day and frustration, and why they're having this, and I used to have this, is, you know, we are doing our best, like we are giving it our all. I almost call it the martyr syndrome. Like I really do think I was a martyr. And because I was going to do it all, I was going to fix, you know, do everything for my clients, which there's nothing wrong with that, but it's, you have to really think about it. How are you looking at it? Is it you have to do it or is it you choose to do it? And that's one of the things that starts with the decision, the mental, emotional fatigue at the end of the day, is if we have this martyr syndrome and I have to, but it's your choice. You choose to do it. And that takes the tone down of that feeling just a little bit, that frustration feeling. But the big one that's really been happening, and like I said, I have this too, is you've got some other nurses. So you're one of those, you know, nurses that goes all in and you're going to do everything for your client. But then there's some of the other nurses that that's not where they're at. They do their job. I'm not saying they're bad nurses, but they don't go to the degree that you and I do. And so what we do is then we hold on to this anger and frustration. But what is causing the anger and frustration is not them sitting there while you're working your butt away doing extra. It's your expectations. You expect everybody else to be like you. But guess what? Not everybody else is like us. So if we have this expectation and they're sitting around not meeting our expectations, that thought, well, they should be, why are they, why am I doing it and not them? We feel frustrated, angry. And what happens when we feel frustrated and angry all day? So we've got this all day and it's building and building and building. By the end of the day, you are mentally, emotionally exhausted. You are drained. No wonder you go looking for relief, looking for comfort, looking for food, those foods that are the quick, fast, not the greatest foods to help you feel better. So really, how to feel better so you don't end up eating off your plan is by really managing your expectations. You know, this is your expectation. It's like, what do you have control over? You don't have control over them. You don't have control over them meeting your expectations, doing what you think they should do. You have control over yourself. What do I want to focus on? Bring it back to you. I get to manage what I think and feel. That's what the control is. So I can think, you know, that's who they are. You know, I choose to go above and beyond. That's my choice. And it just brings it down just a little bit. And this is why my clients come to me, the nurses come to me, is you start with that and it brings it down just a little. And then we do more work. We do more feeling the feelings. So when you feel that anger, how are you feeling? Where is it? Tap into it. So if your day and you're in your day and you're feeling that anger and frustration, like, whoa, red light in my car, engine lights flashing, flashing, flashing. Do I keep pushing and pushing my expectations and on other people, even though we don't say them, they're in our head. Do I keep pushing that expectation causing me to feel anger and frustrated? And think about it. If you pushed your car when your engine light was on, it's going to maybe seize up. That's what we're doing to ourselves. By the end of the day, we're seized up. We can't deal with anymore. We've got decision fatigue and then emotional fatigue. And there you go. No wonder we don't follow our plan. So really, it's about, this is our expectation. They have other expectations. Their expectation is so different than ours. And that's our choice. What do we want to do with ourselves? Come back. Everything, like weight loss, we have conditioned to believe it's outside problems that create our struggle with weight loss. It's not. It's what was going on inside of us, the thoughts, the feelings, like what we're focusing on. When we focus on those thoughts and feelings and we think it's true, it's not. If it brings up an emotion, it's our thoughts and feelings. Circumstances are neutral. That nurse sitting there while socializing while you're running around, you know, like a chicken with your head cut off and you're getting frustrated, it's because what you're thinking about them. Them sitting there is just neutral. You're putting a meaning on it. So is that helping you? Like, ask yourself, is that really helping me think that way, feel that way? Come back. Okay. Allow yourself. And what I want you to know too is what you think and feel, there's nothing wrong with it. You have it. Allow it and then move on from there. This is about lessening how we're feeling. And like I said, this takes practice. You're going to do it at this level. And then as we work together, or you can do this on your own, but you have to become very aware, catching yourself when you're feeling, when you're thinking that it's causing an issue. So think about it too. Like I was talking to one of my nurses and I said, okay, you have an expectation on your children. You expect them to do something. When you push and push and push, and it might not be at them, it might be in your head, you're getting so frustrated. Does that solve it? Does that make it any better? And sometimes then what happens is, so we are sitting here tight, frustrated, angry. And are we the best parent? No, we come from a place of doing everything, our do line. So we have our thoughts, our feelings, and our do line. Everything we do that's coming from frustration and anger isn't always the best. It usually is not the best. I know for me as a parent, and even when nursing, if I'm coming from that place of frustration, angry, I actually don't come across as the nicest, bestest nurse. So really, this is about us. We can't control anything else outside of us. We have control over us. So really, pull it back to us. And I know that's a hard one because that's taking responsibility for everything that's going on, everything that we put in our mouth, everything we say, everything we do. And it's okay. It's good that it is our responsibility because that means we get to change it. So give this a try. The next time you're at work and you're starting to feel angry, frustrated, whatever it is with somebody doing something that you have an expectation on, stop, pause in the moment. Like you don't have to stop and stand there and pause, but as you're walking around, like tune in to how you're feeling, how it is in your body. And I guarantee you too, you're going to need to pay attention to your breathing too. Stop and take a deep breath. Because when we get in this tight state, this frustration, angry, whatever it is, we're actually not even breathing too well. We are tight breathing. We are chest breathing. We got to breathe from our stomach, that bottom end. Because then that, well, it's almost like that's a mindset shift. Like it's a distraction. It's a reset, like stop, pause, breathe, allow, check in. This is how it is. And it really does work. I know some of you are saying, but that's hard work. But guess what? I think it's harder work staying where we are, struggling with being overweight, struggling with our eating, than doing this work, because this work, as you do it, gets easier and easier. Staying what you're doing with the overeating and being overweight never gets easier. We feel worse and worse about ourselves. So let me know how this goes. You can comment down below, shoot me a message at KarenShable.com. Karen@KarenShable.com, or you can even go on my website, KarenShable.com, and you can book a free call. If you want to find out more, if you want more help on figuring this out and practicing and learning it, because I guarantee you, this changes your life for the better. I know because I was right where you were. I was depressed. I was frustrated. I had anxiety. I couldn't do it anymore. I was at burnout. And I shifted all that, and all my nurses do too when they do this work. So do it. I know it works, and let me know how it goes. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Weight Loss for Nurses podcast, where my goal is to help you end the BS cycle so you can start enjoying your job and your life and lose weight for good. To learn more about working closely with me, please visit me at KarenShable.com. And I'll see you next week.